It is day 20 of the partial government shutdown, and we continue our look at how Hawaii is being affected. Today, our focus is on some of the federal employees whose jobs have been deemed essential to public safety. Their work includes guarding prison inmates and screening airport passengers. Hawaii Public Radio's Ryan Finnerty spoke with a few of the union leaders to find out what's going on with essential workers who are about to miss their first paycheck.
It's business as usual at the Daniel K. Inouye International Airport in Honolulu. On average, 1.6 million passengers pass through the state's largest airport every month. But none of that would be possible without the hundreds of agents employed by the TSA to screen bags and passengers. Those blue-shirted officers have been deemed essential by the federal government and are still showing up to work despite the partial shutdown. Joshua Christie is with the American Federation of Government Employees, the union representing TSA workers.
So we have 600 employees plus, at least here in Honolulu, that are coming to work without pay. As for furloughed, there's only 48 throughout the Pacific that are considered furloughed that are not coming to work. The rest of us are considered essential. So we have to come to work. If we don't come to work, we are considered intermittent furloughed. And those days we don't show up probably will not get paid, depending on what Congress passes in the new funding.
Since congressional funding lapsed 3 weeks ago, the operating budgets for 9 cabinet departments have slowly been running out. 800,000 federal employees have been sent home or forced to work without pay. If nothing changes in Washington, Friday will mark the first time they miss a paycheck.
Some people say they can go this long, but if it keeps going on longer, they don't know what they're going to do. Some are calling out looking for other jobs in the meantime because some are living paycheck to paycheck. We do have some workers that both the husband and wife are working for the federal government in some capacity, and they're not getting paid. So they're looking for other opportunities. We've had some that have just had children that just gave birth. So they're out and they're not getting paid. Their health insurance should still be covered. But once again, the child care for some people is a big thing, and picking their children up from school. They need those sitters, and they need that paycheck to help pay for that.
Many screeners have taken to driving for Lyft and Uber to pay their bills. Several major airports on the mainland have been experiencing a shortage of screeners as many TSA officers opt to take sick leave. It's being called the blue flu.
There have been approval by some of our upper management to go on leave, yes. But as for the blue flu that the national media is reporting, that has not hit our airport yet. And I don't think it will. We're still encouraging the members of TSA, the workers, to come to work because they are considered essential.
The challenges aren't confined to the Honolulu airport. Rick Carr is an executive vice president with the AFGE union and lives on the Big Island.
Well, the morale is very low because everybody is expecting their next check and is not coming. Unless this thing opens up on Friday, that check is gone because that's the pay period where we get our next check. So morale is very, very low. And people are asking, what do we do? Where do we go? People are forced to go out and get part-time jobs, which can affect their other jobs, you know, but they're going to feed their children first. We have this one woman who has 4 children. She's expecting her 5th child in February, and she doesn't know what she's going to do. There are other stories, you know, it's the Kona side. The Kona is very, very expensive to live there, and a lot of people are sharing apartments and everything else. Because rent is, you know, it's in demand, it's sky high, it's just unbelievable. And they're saying, our landlord, you know, he can rent that apartment. They're afraid of, you know, that could lead to eviction and everything else. Because the first month, you know, it's coming up real quick.
The TSA has more than 200 employees on the Big Island. Carr says that many of them are at the edge of their financial safety net.
The majority of them are all payday to payday. So we're talking now. I mean, basically, the check that they're expecting Friday, Saturday, or Monday, depending on your bank, that's it. You're not getting your next check. As far as money goes, we're at a critical period.
Despite those stresses, Carr says he is firmly against a strike or the coordinated use of sick leave. He said officers remain committed to public safety.
The different areas that are operating will operate and continue to operate in a safe manner. Whether we have the staffing to bring in the lines as quickly as we want to, who can say?
According to union reps, members of the flying public have been supportive of the TSA officers working without pay, offering food and words of solidarity. But another group of federal employees will likely not receive that kind of encouragement from the public, prison workers. They operate outside the view of most Americans, but are experiencing the same plight as TSA agents. Dwayne Bautista works for the Bureau of Prisons on Oahu and represents the Prison Workers Union.
In Hawaii, we have a total of 200 staff. Currently, right now, everyone's working without pay.
That includes everyone from corrections officers to maintenance staff.
There's a little dark cloud over us. Everyone's worrying about when is the next paycheck or when is this government going to open up so they can we can still go on with our daily lives, meaning with our bills, to provide for our families, our kids.
Bautista says that some officers have been taking personal and sick leave during the shutdown, although that isn't abnormal for this time of year. But many officers are still having to work extra hours.
Officers do take leave, unexpectedly or unplanned, but I know for a fact that we've been getting mandated doing 16-hour shifts because certain shifts are, it's not assigned to an officer, is not assigned, or it's basically short. So we're doing 16 hours. It's going to take a toll. I mean, we're doing 16 hours back to back, sometimes two or three. And it's all because where we at with this shutdown, like I said, some officers are on scheduled leave. Some officers have emergencies, but that's just where we at right now.
All the union reps expressed hope that Congress would authorize back pay once the government does finally reopen, as was the case in the 16-day shutdown in 2013. Union leaders are also working with the state of Hawaii to see if the affected federal workers can receive unemployment benefits during the shutdown, but that likely won't be possible until they miss a full month's pay. I'm Ryan Finnerty for The Conversation.
And you can listen back to all our coverage of the partial government shutdown at hawaiipublicradio.org. On Monday, we'll hear how the Coast Guard is coping with the lapse in funding. This is The Conversation. I'm Catherine Cruz.